For today's Dales discussion, we're continuing our conversation with Patrick McLaughlin, Ashbourne's MP, recently knighted, so now Sir Patrick.
Looking at a big national and international issue, you were in favour of remaining in the European Union. One of the largest employers in the area, JCB, Lord Bamford, argued in favour of Brexit. The Dales, it was fascinating, one of the highest turnouts in the whole country, a very narrow margin in favour of leaving. Where do you think we stand now well, obviously we've got the new Prime Minister to start with.
Well, you know, look, industry had different views. You rightly talk about Anthony Bamford and JCB. Rolls-Royce took a different view. You know, one of the things I'm as Transport Secretary, is very, very proud of is if you look at the Midlands, this part of the Midlands area, you've got JCB, you've got Rolls-Royce, you've got Toyota, you've got Bombardier, you know, a centre of engineering excellence, which is really quite encouraging. Now, as far as the referendum, that vote's been taken. The country has decided we will leave the European Union. And, you know, the vote didn't go the way I wanted, but I accept the result. And now it's for the government to make sure that we leave on the best possible terms for industry, to reassure some of our bigger industries and to also accept the line that Anthony Bamford took, although he took it in a personal capacity.
And so we've covered some really big issues. As local MP, what issues do you most hear about in your postbag and in surgeries?
Well, I think my postbag is starting to change a bit, because I used to get a lot of letters from people all around the country on transport matters. So they are now stopping to come, and on transport matters of all sizes, including people making me the final court of appeal for parking tickets, which I had to tell them was nothing to do whatsoever with the Secretary of State for Transport. So those are over. But, you know, look, we, as members of Parliament, you say the postbag. 30 years ago, that would have been exactly the right sort of question. You know, you'd open your post in the morning, you'd deal with the letters, you'd talk to your secretary, your staff, and you'd get them dealt with. Now it's non-stop. It's emails, and they're coming all the time. They range from people complaining about the health service, from people complaining about dealings with social services and the like. So a Member of Parliament's mailbag is very, very varied indeed. And even after 30 years, there are some issues that are coming back that you've not dealt with before. So sometimes, you know, people not being able to get visas. And, you know, you'd make an inquiry at the embassy and see if there's anything you can do there. So it's a varied life. I wouldn't like to give you any one thing. And if there is something in the national news at any one stage, then obviously that gives a bit of a spike.
Never boring.
Never boring.
And if you don't mind, can I ask a couple of more personal questions? You're the son of and grandson of coal miners. You yourself worked underground at Littleton Colliery in Cannock. If you don't mind me saying, it's not a typical background for a Conservative MP. How did you make that journey? Or am I being presumptuous?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't really know my father. He died when I was very young. He died the day after my seventh birthday. So my memories of my father are very small. And my mother then brought me and my other sister. My elder sister had actually got married. There's quite an age gap between the three of us. And you know, I think my mum was always a Conservative, that influenced me. And I admired so much of what Margaret Thatcher was saying in that period where I was deciding what party I wanted to join between 75 and 79. And I liked the idea of sale of council houses. I liked the idea of sort of trying to see wealth spread across generations. So that's what got me involved in politics. It was actually a school trip down to the House of Commons, where I said one day I want to come back here as a Member of Parliament, not quite knowing how to do it. Thinking the chances are 1,000 to 1. I didn't rate my chances of managing to get to the Houses of Commons. On reflection, I think I've achieved quite a bit since I've been there.
Well, not just an MP, you're a Knight of the Realm now. I mean, looking back over your career, did you ever in your wildest dreams when you were, you know, down underground in a coal mine, think that you'd be here?
Well, perhaps in my wildest dreams. but it's as quite often in your wildest dreams, you're told to dream on. I've been very fortunate, I've had the chance of serving in the government of four prime ministers, which is quite unusual. And Margaret Thatcher's government, John Major's government, David Cameron's government, and Theresa May's government. So it's a great honour. And when Theresa asked to see me following the her appointment as prime minister, you know, she said that she wanted me to go and take charge and, of the Conservative Party, be chairman of the Conservative Party and Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster, attending all cabinet meetings and a lot of the committees as well. So it's a rather odd period at the moment, because we've sort of all taken on our roles, and lots of people, quite rightly, are away on holiday and things are happening, and so some people aren't around. So August is always a bit of a funny month, and it's a particularly funny month to come into such a big job right towards the beginning of August.
A limbo period.
Well, no, because you're doing quite a lot and you're trying to get a lot sorted out. But it's, you know, people that have rightly got other commitments.
Preparing the ground, you're double digging.
I hope so. Double digging's a very, very old... Yeah, that's a good old-fashioned term, isn't it? Double digging.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio at Ashbourne Radio to talk to us.
Thank you very much indeed.